I am very happy and very grateful to be among all of you. This is a special joy to the brahmacharis. Today, just a few minutes ago, I spoke with Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and Palika Devi, the wife of Mahaprabhu Prabhu, is going through her final states. Very likely within the next hours, Krishna will take her most precious association away from all of us. So let us take a moment to offer our heartfelt prayers to Sri Radha Gopinath to shower their infinite blessings upon her immortal soul. For so many decades, as a very senior lady in our family of devotees, she has been performing her puja and worship to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Natabara, and maintained, along with her family, wonderful programs at their home, wonderful deity worship, wonderful prasad, wonderful Vaishnav seva, wonderful preaching. And literally hundreds of our devotees, directly or indirectly, came to Krishna consciousness through that satsang they've been holding every Friday since about 1979 or something, or 80. I'm very grateful to all of you. Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Gopal, Gornitai, Radha Gopi Jana Pallabha, they are the very center of our lives. By Srila Prabhupada's grace, Radha and Krishna, in such a beautiful, merciful, loving form, appeared to all of us. And our purpose is to assist Srila Prabhupada in serving them with our hearts, with our souls. And there are so many varieties of services we are being given. Some are distributing books, some are preaching, some are cleaning, some are organizing and managing, some are cooking, some are doing archana seva. And one of the most sacred traditions in the form of bhakti is preparing of garlands. It is the eternal service of gopis in the spiritual world of Vrindavan to make beautiful flower garlands for Krishna, for Radha, for their associates, for their devotees. Certain services we have in this world are special for this world, like preaching and giving lectures like that. In the spiritual world, there's no need to preach, because everyone has attained the ultimate fulfillment of ecstatic love of God. The Nitya Siddhas there are forever loving Krishna with pure devotion. and other services are eternally manifest in this spiritual world. One of them is specially highlighted, and that is making flower garlands with devotion. As we make these garlands, we should see each flower as a beautiful opportunity to offer the intention of our love to please Radha Gopinath. And among the flower makers and among all the devotees, what gives the greatest pleasure is when we make those offerings of each flower with humility. And that humility is expressed not only in how the flower looks, but in the consciousness that it is made. If we're having conflict with each other, or we're having egoism with each other, then the flowers are not going to look nice to Krishna. We all have to be like the flower garland. Each of us is a flower. And we all have our own colors and our own fragrance. But when we're all on the same string, that string is our united, harmonious devotion to Krishna, then we all become a beautiful garland for Krishna. And when we become a beautiful garland for Krishna, then the garlands we offer to Krishna will be seen as very beautiful. So this is the spirit. It's a very deep science. What you should understand is this garland making is the eternal service of the gopis. Sri Radha goes to Kusum Srovar every day and collects flowers. And she personally makes garlands to offer to Krishna at Radha Kund. This is the highest, most intimate, confidential service of the spiritual world. Pushpavan is the name of the little forest near Kusum Srovar where she picks her flowers. And somehow or other, however disqualified we are, we're allowed to assist her in that flower making. That's actually the spirit, that we're assisting Sri Radha in making these flowers. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he's giving us entrance into the spiritual world. So we should be humbled and feel ourselves totally unqualified. And however nice our garland is, it's billions and trillions of times not good enough for Radharani and Krishna. But still, if we offer it with this mood of humility and devotion, they will accept it, because they accept the intention that we have to please them. So I am very pleased with all of you for so incredibly pleasing the Lord who has appeared on our altar. And actually, the garlands are incredibly beautiful. It's wonderful how they're being made. Yes, yesterday I was seeing those long yellow garlands that were matching their dresses so nicely. So beautiful. And we have so many nice different varieties of flowers that Krishna's providing us to serve. Thank you for being such wonderful flowers. Hare Krishna.